right, back again in the kitchen for some game day grub. I got friends now.
Great.
All right, Joel and Darcy are here. Right, we're gonna, man, you guys could not have shown up in the kitchen here on such a better day.
Oh, good.
I mean, we've cooked wonderful things up to now, but next level stuff over here, right? So
we're ready.
Gonna happen
we're ready.
Right.
Perfect.
Here, let's talk about what we have going on in the pan. Darcy, if you would grab our tongs, kind of, we're searing off a pork tenderloin here. Very easy to cook, nice and simple, but we want to marinate it a little bit. So what we've done is we've taken some lemon juice, a little lemon zest, some oil, a little sugar, some fresh garlic, and we stirred that together, and we've let this pork tenderloin marinate, I don't know, 30 minutes to 4 hours in the refrigerator, basically until you're ready to do it. And we're using this because we wanted something tender, right? Could be a night game, maybe at the end of the evening, right? Tender is the night, tender is the pork, right? This is how you go home and finish it off. So we're just rotating it around in our pan, letting it cook through. You're looking at about 5 to 6 minutes per side, and there's three sides going on to this.
Okay.
So we need the perfect accompaniment to go here.
Medium rare?
This here?
About, yeah.
We're gonna go medium. So let's say you have one of these things at your house, one of these thermometers. Everybody uses it 2 times a year, Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Right? Those are the 2 times. 140 degrees is what we would measure this to be. That's where we want it. Nice mid-rare to medium. Perfect for eating. We let it rest before we slice it about 5 minutes to make sure that we don't lose the juices. Now to go with it, I love a good Hawaiian roll. How about you guys?
Sure.
What's your favorite one? The wheat, the regular, or the savory butter?
I like the regular, but love the wheat.
Joel?
The regular.
Savory butter, right? Fat is flavor.
Yes.
So the more we can get, the more flavor I'm gonna have. So I just have to eat less tomorrow than I do today. So we're gonna put something on this. We're gonna make a lemon and tarragon mayonnaise for this. So we have some mayonnaise, garlic, and some tarragon in there. We're gonna squeeze some lemon juice in there and zest some lime in there as well, or some lemon in there as well. There we go. And then we're just gonna mix it up. Once that's incorporated, we spread it on top of our buns, slice our pork, and then we can serve it up to everybody. So as you finish doing that, I'm gonna get our pork just about ready to go.
Looks like a winner.
There we go.